living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, so let's talk about the Angel Animals Network, and let me just give you a brief introduction. Alan Anderson and his wife, Linda, are pet experts, and they're speakers, authors, and they are founders of the Angel Animals Network. They help people discover and benefit from the miraculous powers of animals. They are dedicated to promoting human-animal companionship, and I am very pleased to have Alan on with me today. Alan, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
Let's go right into this, because I really love your website, and I love what I was learning about the network. So tell us about Angel Animals Network, the why, the how, the what. Why did it get started? How did you do it? And what's the purpose?
Well, my wife, Linda, and I were walking around. This is in 96. This is a while back, around one of the Minnesota lakes, city lakes. And we had our dog at the time, Taylor, a yellow lab. And she just had this biggest grin on her face because she loved her walks. She just loved them so much. And people would go by, and they'd look at her, and they would smile. And a lot of these people would say, your dog is smiling, and they would smile. And their whatever heavy day they may have had, whatever might be troubling them, seemed to be lifted in some way. So, you know, Linda and I were talking and said, well, you know, we enjoy writing, and we want to do something to give back the rest of our lives. So, you know, why don't we sort of mix the two? Why don't we write about animals and that special connection they have with people and how animals can help us become better people? And we said, we'll just ask basic questions and see if anyone wants to share their story. Has an animal shown you how to be more compassionate? Have more empathy for others? Have you been able to see through an animal's eyes the unconditional love that you could also give to the world? I mean, this is all very, very beautiful, and we just wanted to see if people actually were kind of in tune with that outside of the training books and everything else that was at the time very popular. Well, within couple of months, we had hundreds and hundreds of stories. So we decided to call it Angel Animals, and we said, well, let's make it a network. We're going to go ahead and start a printed newsletter. So we did, and we shared stories in the newsletter. It became so popular, we had to open a London office for the UK subscribers. And then we had an agent that wanted to promote it as a book, so we got a publisher and did the first Angel Animals book back in 98, and it was on the Today Show as a book that Willard Scott promoted because he loved the book so much, and that everything's history since then. We've been writing books and sending out weekly newsletters and writing articles and doing columns and doing whatever else we could do to share these stories. And the reason why it's stories, and you know this probably better than anyone from your show and all the work you do to help people, stories affect people in a way that maybe stats won't.
Yeah, right. And people connect to stories, and if we can, people connect to stories, and even when I do something that's really dry and very medicinal, Alan, if I can connect it with a story, people will learn more about it, and will be more, I think, encouraged to look into it a little bit more. When I was on your site, again, it's angelanimals.net, the book that really caught me, by the way, you've written about, 15 books?
It's about 15 books. They've been translated to different languages and different publishers around the world, too. So we've been on a roll, so to speak.
Yeah, you're busy. The one that I liked, the one that really caught my attention, was one that was titled Angel Animals, Divine Messengers of Miracles. And you talk about, you know, one of the things that I think is very interesting to a lot of people is that sixth sense, you know, that kind of that extra instinct that a lot of animals had. And you talk about a cat named Smokey. Can you tell us, do you remember that story? Can you tell us about Smokey?
Actually, I vaguely remember the story, so it would not be the best one to go to right now. That was our first book, actually, one of our first books after Angel Animals. So that was years ago, and I have to review it a little bit.
Well, what do you think about the sixth sense? Is this something that's really real in pets?
You know, it's not only in pets, but it's in all of us. We tend to close the door to so much that's possible. Even just looking at your animal, your pet, or an animal in nature, and realizing that we're connected on ways that we tend to ignore as humans because we're so completely involved with our daily activities and our mind and all the things that we're supposed to be involved in. But if you just take the time to open up, and really it's opening up your heart, opening up that special aspect of yourself that some people might call soul, some people might call spiritual, mystical, is your heart. And you're letting that openness allow you to communicate both with the animal and with others on a level that's beyond the words and beyond the emotions. And that special sixth sense is available for all of us if we just relax and let it happen.
And a lot of our pets can help to bring that out. One of the other things about your website that I think people need to understand is it's full of all kinds of information. You really do have articles and blogs, et cetera, you know, that really are for all different types of people, because you might have some people come onto the site that are more interested in the science behind it, like lowering blood pressure with pets. Others might be more about, you know, the divine messages they get, but it's all there, so it's a very comprehensive website. I did come across something else on there that I thought was interesting. What does it mean, Alan, that my dog is often in my dreams? Does that mean anything?
It means a lot, and it's very significant. To me, the dreams are very important, and if that connection is so deep and so special between you and your dog, where there's a sharing and there's a deep experience together, even in the dreams, you have something very, very special going on. And I would pay attention and maybe write some notes down at the end of when you wake up on those times when you spend those special times in a dream with your dog.
Yeah, I think usually she's a border collie mix. Her name is Edie, like Edie ice cream, and usually she's wanting like a dog biscuit or something for me in the dream, and then I usually wake up. So I don't know if it's too significant, Alan. I'm not sure. Yeah, they do, and so maybe she's just, I don't know, maybe I just got to give her some more healthier biscuits here and there. What about the whole life after death thing? You mentioned that pets can offer us, and this is a quote from, I think, the homepage of angelanimals.net, that there's an offer of assurance that there is life after death. What do you mean by that?
Well, I personally, and through the stories we have received, people who have experiences, see animals as moving on after their physical bodies die and moving on to a place that whatever there is out there when it comes to animals in a place is what we might call heaven. And I think that's very significant. It is not something that we need to frown upon or look upon as being something that's, you know, in our fantasies, because people have shared stories where they actually have seen and felt and saw many of the things that you would consider to be beyond the life of the animal, but the animal's still there. The love never dies. It's always there, and it will be there with you no matter what the physical body state is.
What do you mean, too? I think on that same page right below that, you mentioned pets as divine, giving or delivering divine messages. What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, it means that human beings often, and I'm including myself in it, can be pretty dense. We don't get sometimes that inner
I'm
direction.
I'm there with you.
That inner touch or direction or divine, whatever it is that's special within each of us, we often don't listen. And sometimes the companion, the dog or the cat or the animal that adores you, will be there for you to try to show you the way. And that sometimes that's the message that's been trying to give to you inwardly on your own turf, but not listening. So the dog will come up and deliver that message in a way that you understand.
So in the previous segment, we talked about how the pets help us to maybe simply live a healthier lifestyle, but it also they're opening us up to our emotions, the spiritual, all that. And that's really where they help to make us more aware of who we are, what we're doing. What an awesome, awesome website, awesome network. Again, it's angelanimals.net. Again, the most recent book, is that the one with a dog named Leaf? Is that correct?
Right, it's a dog named Leaf. It's a memoir about me and Leaf battling crisis and traumas together and winning.
Okay, and they can purchase that pretty much, I think, right at angelanimals.net. Alan, thank you so much for coming on. What an awesome job you're doing. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm going to have to check out those dreams that I have. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.